All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Tuesday, August 9th. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. It's primary day in Minnesota and Wisconsin, with statewide and local races that will shape the November ballot. Many of the races on the ballot today are partisan state races, which means voters can only vote for candidates in one party. The biggest statewide contest in Minnesota is the Republican primary for Attorney General, featuring endorsed GOP contender Jim Schultz and former lawmaker Doug Wardlow. Voters in southern Minnesota will also be deciding who finishes the final months of late Congressman Jim Hagedorn's term, as well as who will be on the November ballot for a full term. DFLers are also battling over two congressional seats in the Twin Cities. Ilhan Omar is facing a surging challenge from former Minneapolis City Councilmember Don Samuels in the 5th District, and 11-term Congresswoman Betty McCollum is facing a challenge from Amani Bonasso in the 4th District in the East Metro. The winners will be strong favorites in November. The state's top candidates for governor are not facing serious intra-party challenges, but a number of legislative races will narrow today, including more than a half dozen state House and Senate seats where incumbents are facing party rivals. In Hennepin County, there are primaries today for open sheriff and county attorney races as well. And federal, state, and local officials broke ground today for a 30-mile-long flood diversion channel around the Fargo-Moorhead area. Dan Gunderson reports.
The 30-mile channel, along with a 20-mile-long dam, is part of the $3 billion Red River Flood Control Project. Minnesota U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says the project is critical to protecting the regional economy. She pointed out that major flood events are happening more often.
They say it's the worst flood ever. I know we've all heard that. And then Mother Nature says, hold my beer, and we see another one. And what we are doing with this project is thinking ahead.
This is the first large flood control project in the country to be built by a public-private partnership. The diversion is scheduled to be completed in early 2027.
That's NPR News reporter Dan Gunderson in Argusville, North Dakota. And the Ramsey County Board of Commissioners has signed off on a lawsuit settlement with 8 correctional officers who say they were prohibited from guarding former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin after he was arrested for George Floyd's killing in 2020. The county will pay out almost $1.5 million to the officers. The lawsuit alleged that the jail supervisor segregated the correctional workers who are people of color when Chauvin was in custody. Board Chair Trista Mata Castillo issued a statement from the board.
The actions taken by the sheriff's office leadership that day were more than just wrong. They were racist, heinous, highly disrespectful, and completely out of line with Ramsey County's vision and values.
A spokesperson for the sheriff's office referred NPR News to a 2020 press statement which said the incident is under review. And here's what else we're watching. Rochester will be using drones tomorrow to map heat islands. The drone flights are part of a Minnesota Pollution Control Agency program meant to give Rochester a better idea of where Rochester is hottest, usually in areas that have few trees and a lot of buildings and asphalt. The drones are equipped to measure temperature differences throughout the city and follows a similar study conducted in August of 2021. A $107,000 grant from the MPCA is helping Rochester plan to be more sustainable and address climate change. And criminal charges released today say the two men wanted in connection with the gunfire at the Mall of America had gotten into a fight at the Nike store when one of them walked out, came back, and started shooting at people in front of the cash register. No one was hurt. Police found 21-year-old Shamar Lark's car still in the mall parking ramp and matched the driver's license photo they found there with video from the shooting. He and another suspect, Rashad May, had both faced weapons charges last year but had been freed before last week's shooting. A manhunt is underway for both of them. In sports, the MLS All-Star Game is tomorrow night in St. Paul. The league's best soccer players face a team of stars from Mexico's Liga MX. Tonight, players take part in an All-Star Skills competition. And the Twins face the National League West-leading Dodgers in Los Angeles tonight. And here's a look at the weather. Wow, what a week. Tonight we'll have some great weather for sleeping with the windows open. Lows in the mid-50s in northern Minnesota to the lower 60s in the south. Tomorrow, even better. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s in northern Minnesota to the lower 80s in the south. And that's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will be back in the morning with an update. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.